Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Well, it actually is party time this afternoon. 1:30. The parade to back the badge. Bring you more on that in just a second. Hi, happy Wednesday to you. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. We're talking live, we're talking local, talking text line 884-9910. What's going on nationally affects us right here at home. But what's happening nationally also starts here at home. It starts in our backyard. And boy, do we need to do some cleaning up. It's the Monica J Show, your show. You can reach me during the show at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Or like I said, that talk and text line, 884-9910. I try to kind of keep up with your thoughts for people who don't want to or don't feel comfortable calling into the show. But I've got a lot of things to go over today. And let's get to that first one of how you can go out and support law enforcement because they are being attacked. But we saw this attack coming. It's one of the rules in the Naked Communists. It's one of the rules and encouragements of the left. Get rid of law enforcement. Get rid of local law enforcement. Because for some reason, they think that that is going to make it better for them, which is pretty hysterical, because if you watch what's going on in Portland, all of a sudden these, you know, these dark forces showed up and, you know, where are these people coming from? That's pretty funny. Yeah. That is definitely really funny. They're all worried now about these officers coming out of the woodworks, the spooky federal cops in Portland. So interesting. But what the progressives don't get is, I love this quote from Jeff Deist, I believe that is. A federal government big enough to take care of you is a federal government big enough to take care of you. Isn't this what they wanted? Isn't this what they wanted? Just that, you know, the federal government, one control. Yeah. They're on the streets. Scary, unidentifiable police. Federal black sites, and procedureless snatching of individuals from the streets. They've been complaining that protesters, they're not protesters. They're the smoke screen around the rioters. They're complaining that people are just being picked up and thrown into vans. Well, guess what? That's what you've been basically advocating for when you get rid of the local police and you get rid of, you know, law in general. So welcome to the world you've created. Because you really did create this from nothing. Because we are loving. We are caring, we're hardworking, we're responsible, we're not racist. In a time where we are so prosperous, or at least we were, the opportunities out there were for everyone, But the left chose to loot and burn and destroy, all in the name of racism. Which, you know, all these little white kids running around pretending to be for something probably don't even know who Booker T. Washington is. Pick up a book. Pick up a book. Because this man put it so eloquently, see, I can't even say it, when he said, there is a certain class of race problem solvers who don't want the patient to get well. Because as long as the disease holds out, they have an easy medium through which to make themselves prominent before the public. Oh, my goodness. Who does that sound like? Jesse Jackson? Al Sharpton? The woke celebrities of today? Jesse Smollett? Bubba Washington? You just want to keep it going. And the radical white leftists are finding the alleged opposition of blacks to be very lucrative. Very lucrative. So much so that, did you see the latest donation from the NFL? Straight to Black Lives Matter. $150 million. The first thing that we should do is revoke the NFL's nonprofit status, their tax-free status, because this is pretty ridiculous. Because anybody who's clicked a donate button to Black Lives Matter can see it for themselves that this money, these donations, go straight through Act Blue. It is a basically money laundering, clearinghouse, come up with a term on your own, site to get money to the Democrats. Because they can't go out and intimidate people publicly. The Democrats can't do that. So they have to come up with a cause. Air quotes there, cause. Well, Black Lives Matter is just as good as any of them. Because they weren't going to support Antifa, not publicly, even though Black Lives Matter and Antifa are funded by the same person, George Soros. So with all of these big dollar donations now going to the Democrats, it's just a way of hiding money. So now they can play their game of saying, oh, Joe Biden, he's ahead in the polls. He's ahead in fundraising. No, he's not. No, he's not. Thank goodness at least you have to declare where money is coming from. And this is our biggest problem in politics today. It's not about spineless Republicans. It's not about rhinos. It's not about leftists taking over the Democrat Party. It's about the dark money that is used in city, county, state, and the federal government to get people elected who will just be yes people for the corporations, for the developers. Well, we just saw that here. All those big juicy donations to candidates in the city of Reno. all city council people who are running for re-election. Imagine that. But the money was there in the last election, trust me. We have got to get this money out. Out, out, out of politics. Even these politicians who say, "Oh no, I don't believe in outside money for no, I don't believe in PAC money. I don't believe." And as soon as it comes out of their mouth, they accept donations from anybody and everybody, thinking that you're not going to research it. We need to set limits. But Monica, there are already limits set. Not for the big dollar PACs and things like that. I mean, the Democrats wanted to scream, "Oh, Russia had influence in our elections." Yeah, they did. Russians and Indians and, let's see, who else? Saudi Arabians and Asians. Because of all that money coming from outside of the country, funneled through big corporations that are owned by other countries, funneling into all races, local and national. That keeps you out of the race. That keeps you and me from running because, well, we can't compete with all those signs and commercials. And how do you think we got Governor Sisolak? How do you think he was elected? It wasn't because of his good works and his charm and personality. It was because they had the money to smear a good candidate, who, by the way, is still working for Nevada. Still working behind the scenes to get things out in the open, to make sure that we don't have a mail-in ballot in November. Because it's absolutely ridiculous to think that people can go out and protest and riot. We can go do our massive shopping for all the chemicals we ingest at all the big box stores. Yet we can't socially distance in a gymnasium and vote in public. Vote in person. Oh, it's just not safe. Yeah, it's not safe. It's not safe for the Democrats. Let's back the blue, back the badge, whatever you want to do. 1:30 this afternoon. I wish I could be there, but I can't. I've had things come up. This is so disappointing because at least I have a platform. I can say if you are in law enforcement, any type of law enforcement, whether you're working in the jails, you're working out at the prison, you're a trooper, a deputy, an officer, I will always have your back. Be out there. Bring the flags. Bring the police flag. The blue stripe, the thin blue line. Make a quick sign. Bring the kids. Bring everybody. If you are on lockdown, there is no excuse for you to not be out there. If you're not working, there's no excuse for you not to be out there. Let our law enforcement know that despite our mayor, despite the chief of police and acting city manager, we back our law enforcement. And we will not let you go, and we will not let you be defunded. Not in our little burgs. Northern Nevada says no. Now, if you're down in Vegas, if you're down in Sisalak country, sorry, don't know if I can help you there. But for Northern Nevada law enforcement, we have got your six. Fourth Street, Gold and Silver Inn. That's where everybody's congregating at 1. The parade starts at 2. Back the blue, back the badge. It's the Monica Jay Show. 884-9910, the talk and text line. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, sharing some stories you're probably not going to see in the local news or maybe even in the national news because it doesn't, as I usually say, fit the narrative. But this is one that you can find in Fox. You can find it online if you go looking for it. Actually, Fox 5, New York. Armed kids as young as 10 carjack more than a dozen people on the south side. Wow. You know what's pretty sad is I was just talking to somebody the other day about how other countries, how other militant countries, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Iraq, any of these areas over there. You see pictures of kids with automatic weapons. Like they're raised with them. That is not something that we want for this country. We want education. We want kids to go out and be able to handle a firearm safely, go hunting with their families, know that it's not a toy. But I guess in Chicago, they're raising them a little bit differently. Because police there say there's a group of kids ages 10 to 17 that have carjacked at least 15 people since late June. Now, this one woman who got carjacked, she's actually saying that what is even more traumatizing than being carjacked was to see her stolen BMW used the next day to carjack a woman in a parking lot of a hospital just a few blocks away from her home. This is what she had to say. I don't want to have to tell my kids about how some young woman was killed and shot with kids using my vehicle. It was traumatizing. She's so scared now, she doesn't even leave her home. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? So scared now, you can't leave your home. We have that right here in Northern Nevada. People so scared of a virus that the media is just dragging you along the scenario. The way that they use words, the way that they manipulate. Because at the beginning of this, all we heard was the death count, hammering it into you, hammering, hammering, hammering. One person has died in Washoe County. We're now up to 10 people have died. Yeah. False numbers for a real virus that has a 99.6% chance of survivability if you get it. And now the tests are so faulty and the reporting is so faulty, everybody's testing positive. Even the counters. As in counters, not the people putting the information in. Because health experts suspicious. Just open up the swab, wipe it on the counter, stick it back in, send it off. Then again, they don't even have to do that because people who have gotten out of line, who have been registered for a test, but they didn't want to wait because it took so long, they got notifications back that they tested positive. And please contact health officials. Hell, I thought that was just a national thing. But no, a friend here had that happen to him. It's just pathetic how people follow along when the cure is out there, the wonder drug. I'm going to bring that up to you right after this. Quick Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text line 884-9910. Always love hearing from you, of course.
I was challenged by a grouchy little lady who demanded to know where my mask was. She said I was endangering all of them. Okay. Whenever some tweedle challenges you about not wearing a mask, here's what you say. Do you know what that mask is doing to you? All the germs and bacteria that you're supposed to be expelling are getting caked all over the inside of that mask, and you're sucking them right back into your body. And the carbon dioxide that you're supposed to expel is blocked by the mask, and you suck that right back into your lungs with every breath, which diminishes your body's ability to take in oxygen. And oxygen deprivation results in diminished brain capacity and diminished thinking ability. And you know what that means. You keep wearing that mask, and you'll be a Democrat for the rest of your life.
Yep. Just saying. Thought you could use a little laugh this morning. But it's not funny. Because this really is what's going on. You know, while Russia is working, well, for their community, for the people who their country seems to care about, we just keep poisoning ours. What do I mean by that? Well, did you know that Russia, find this just so juicy and ironic, Russia has actually banned smartphones and Wi-Fi in schools to protect children's brains and reproductive organs. Imagine that. I wonder where they got that information that these devices that we are so dependent on are actually harmful for us. Studies and stories that have come out for years and supposedly debunked. Who's doing the debunking, by the way? That's who I want to know. Because the media just seems to grab onto it. And of course, if Bill Gates says something, well, that must be gospel in the eyes of the media. In the eyes of the media, the mainstream media. You know, that media that President Trump called the enemy of the people. No, wait. He didn't call mainstream media the enemy of the people. He called fake news the enemy of the people. And there is a lot of fake news going on around right now with this virus, with the deaths that have not risen but have gone down, with the deaths that were improperly recorded as COVID deaths. The car accidents, the recent motorcycle accidents, the heart attacks, the cancer. All propaganda to make you afraid. President Trump, on TV, tells the American public, there are good things out there, like hydroxychloroquine. Wait a minute. Media jumps on that. What? He shouldn't be saying things like that. Is that tested? Is that approved? Yeah. Yale professor says that hydroxychloroquine could save 100,000 lives, but is being stifled by a propaganda war. You know, it's being stifled because of a hatred for President Trump. So it sounds like people are turning around and understanding what a good drug this is. Did you know? Now follow along here. That the person who is supposed to be leading this charge, he's put out in front of the media. He's not a virologist. He's just a, you know, regular doctor. But people keep turning to him. A gentleman by the name of Dr. Fauci has said in the past, in the 90s, that hydroxychloroquine was a wonder drug. A wonder drug. But he's changed his tune. Because he's helping and working and will rewarded with the fruits of his labor when it comes down to all of this because of the new drugs and the vaccines that are coming out. And awfully quickly. Being tested in the African nation of Ghana. Oh, sorry, didn't mean to hit my mic there. The residents of Ghana, they are not happy. How do you forcibly test a vaccine on a group of people? Yet you don't hear about that story. You hear about the 130,000 people who have volunteered in this country and their sound bites of, oh, I'm doing my part. I feel like I have to do something. I have no intention of getting the vaccine. For all the people out there wearing masks that saying, I am using my pulpit here to kill people, to hurt people, by actually trying to help them understand the truth. That people are not dying from this virus at a rate that doesn't even come close to anything else. They say, oh, well, you said it was just like the flu. It's a virus. It's not the flu. It's like the flu. If it wasn't like the flu, why would they tell you symptoms that were flu-like? more people have died from the flu than have died from the coronavirus. But Monica, in Texas, they're calling in mobile morgues. But what they're not telling you is the fact that people are dying because hospitals, and I get so choked up about this, doctors' offices were shut down. Shut down to people who needed services. But they could only see people with coronavirus. Have you done any research for yourself? The best thing that you could do for yourself is turn off mainstream media. Because whether it be BLM, Antifa, the virus, the riots, you are seeing the same stories hammered over and over and over again to push propaganda. Search out the truth. Hundreds of studies, thousands of doctors, medical experts, scientists coming out and saying this is bogus. You might want to do a little history research on Dr. Fauci as well. Just type in Dr. Fauci and AIDS epidemic. The cures are out there. They're being stopped from getting to you, though, because it is a money-making machine. You push fear. You work an agenda. You own the people. This is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And what I want to share with you from the bottom of my heart is be ready. Be prepared for what is about to come. Some have been saying it's going to be biblical. I know I'm prepared for that side of it. But it's the other side of what friends and neighbors will do to each other, say to each other. What family members will leave your life. The ability to get food, the ability to get fuel, the ability to just live a normal life. Does that sound like fear? That's just preparedness. Log on to today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. I can't believe this is even a poll question that would even be possible. Should nonviolent inmates be released from prison due to the coronavirus? You got two choices, yes and hell no. So far, 100% hell no. Because if masks worked, just give them a mask. Unbelievable what the left is torturing this country with right now. Did you know that you can actually die from fear? I'm sure it'll be listed as a coronavirus death, but they want you weak. They want you silent. They want you unhealthy. All for what's to come. because you will give up anything and everything for a little sense of security. And that is a horrible way to live. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, trying to work our way through all of this mess of propaganda and hearsay and, you know, the media just going crazy. So in some of my research, I found this, and I don't know if you know the gentleman, but his name is Harry Vox. You know, you just have to hear this for yourself, and then I'm just going to play a couple of minutes for you and then come back and share something with you.
That the world had been anticipating for years, nobody was anticipating a pandemic, finally hit. Unlike 2009's H1N1, this new influenza strain originating from wild geese, they use some scenario, but this is Ebola they're talking about.
Ahead.
Even the most pandemic prepared nations were quickly overwhelmed when the virus streaked around the world, infecting nearly 20% of the global population and killing 8 million in just 7 months, the majority of them healthy young adults. The pandemic also had a deadly effect on economies. You can see the agenda. Just naked, raw, naked control agenda written down, and it's anybody's guess how this becomes effectuated in real life. So whether this is written specifically as marching orders or whether people take it upon themselves in the intelligence networks to say, okay, well, this has been produced, so this is the plan here. But these narratives have to be written in advance because the intelligence agencies don't know how to do this, these narratives. They need help. So these think tanks, they come up with these, like Rand Corporation, Rockefeller Foundation. These are think tanks of death. They're not the think tanks. They're not there to find great ways to help people. Okay. The pandemic also had a deadly effect on economics. International mobility of both people and goods screeched to a halt, which is what they want. They want a completely isolated world, right? Debilitating industries like...
Well, I want to play the whole thing for you, but... It's like 30 minutes long. Sounded pretty interesting, didn't it? You know when that was recorded? Probably got a hint there when he said Ebola. That interview was from 2014. Here we are, 6 years later. Let's see, 6 years later, so that would be three viruses later. They're just perfecting what we're going through. Nice that the name Rockefeller popped up there, Rockefeller Foundation. You hear that a lot. Rockefeller Foundation, Rothschild's Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We are being poisoned. What we eat, what we breathe, what we let others inject into our bodies for our health. It's all about control. And I'm sorry if you don't believe that. I really do feel sorry for you if you don't understand that. If you don't understand why politicians like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all the others keep getting reelected when their congressional districts go to hell. Because it's not about the congressional districts that they represent. It is about what they are doing in Washington, D.C. to herd the rest of us. We should have been looking over our shoulders a long time ago. A long time ago. Is it too late? Well, in one sense, it's too late because now you have to fight to get your freedoms back. You have to fight to open your business. You have to fight to not wear a unhealthy, hindering mask. You have to fight for your freedoms once again. You have to fight to be able to vote in person. We have to make sure they don't take away our election because this one is the most important of our lifetime.